Here. Persons to be heard. This is an opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is either on the agenda or not on the agenda. If you wish to speak on an item that is on the agenda, you can do so now or when the item comes up on the agenda. Any persons to be heard? There are no persons to be heard. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. No amendment. Item 5, conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest? Yes.
I have a conflict of interest that my wife is an employee of Search and holds a contract with the hospital for long-term care and oversight for CT scanning, and is their chief of staff.
Was there anything on the agenda that's going to be of monetary value advantageous to her monetarily?
Well, if the hospital stays open, that's advantageous.
So I guess I should rephrase that as to advantageous to her alone.
No, I don't believe
then
it's
don't
to her alone.
Conflict.
Thank you.
But thank you for bringing it. Item 6, consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd just like to say that there was a PERS audit and absolutely 100% perfect. And also that there was a congratulatory letter from Senator Sullivan, Dan Sullivan, about Wrangell receiving the 2017 Southeast Conference Community.
Also, there within the consent agenda, CEPA's quarterly newsletter came out. So the community, if they wanted to see that, they hadn't had an opportunity, can go to our website and see it in there.
Anything further? Roll call, please.
Assembly members, Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be giving a verbal report this evening. Following the last meeting, I spent a couple of days in Anchorage attending the manager's meeting, the Alaska Municipal Manager's Meeting, meeting managers from around the state and conversing with them on issues facing all of us. And probably the most helpful thing to me that came out of that manager's meeting is the city manager, or the borough manager for the North Star Borough, has actually done homework for me, which I'm always excited about. My hope in pulling information together for you for capital projects is to go back in history and look at how things are funded and how things have been funded, the way things are being funded now, the list of deferred maintenance, and what the total cost of that deferred maintenance is, the obligation really should be, and how much money should be being put away annually, to give you an idea of what is necessary as compared to what we have the capacity to do. And the manager for the North Star Borough has done that already. And so I'm very excited. I did tell him at the meeting I was going to be taking his PowerPoint presentation, changing the names, the numbers, and the pictures. And I appreciated all of his work. So that'll be something that you see. And I don't mind being honest about pirating somebody else's work. So I'm happy to be able to do that. I also attended AML with the mayor and Assemblymember Prasanka and Assemblymember Rooney. And we had dealt with some good statewide issues. And thanks to Carol, we had a good showing at the evening reception on Wednesday at AML. Wrangell was well represented with our, and Owen and Kim helped put together a whole bunch of information, and Carol set everything up. So Wrangell had a huge banner on our table in the middle and all sorts of great stuff. So we were well represented, and I was happy to see that. Following that, as you know, I went to Valdez for the week of Thanksgiving to spend some time with my family. And upon return, have really been working mostly on harbor, hospital, and public safety building issues, And with that in mind, I'd like to give you a public safety building update. And Amber is here. She, the public works director, she may want to chime in on that. So as you are aware, during the week of Thanksgiving, the court system shut down their operations here at the public safety building, citing environmental concerns. And they have contracted with a consultant to come in and do basically air quality testing in the building. And we have already had air quality testing done and determined that things were okay, but a second look is always a good idea. And so in addition to the court system doing their own due diligence for their area of the building, we have hopped on that contract with this consultant here in town and are using him to evaluate the rest of the building, doing mold spore counts and other things. And we expect that that report will be in probably about the middle of next week, or
over around
the 15th of December. And so we'll be able to report back. Our hope is that we will get a response that means we can just do some cleanup work and some mitigation actions and be able to do the improvements to the building, especially in that one office where things had to be taken apart, and that the court system will be able to move back in with very little delay. Although it took quite a bit of time, we did set up a conference call with members of the court system both in Anchorage and Juneau today, and had a conference call with them, and we talked about what their needs are if we were going to have to look at an alternative solution, either temporarily or in the longer term. And so we have those lists, and Amber and I are putting our heads together about some alternatives, and we'll get back to them. And we'll just keep communicating with them on a regular basis. But we were very clear with them to make sure they know how important their business is to us, and that we are going to do what we need to do to make sure that they're able to operate successfully here in the community. Their staff is going in, even though all court matters have been referred to Ketchikan. They are, the staff is going in intermittently to check faxes and messages and those sorts of things. So they're going in and out of the building right now. Did I forget anything there? Okay. And if it's okay with you, Mr. Mayor, I will just jump into the Shoemaker Bay Harbor Project report. So at the last meeting, it was my recommendation, and I was actually just sort of looking for four head nods from the assembly about looking at testing of the dredge material that we are pulling out of the Shoemaker Bay Harbor as part of the project to make room for larger vessels on the end closest to the entrance breakwater. And the assembly was very clear that you wanted pricing information, cost information about that testing, and I'm glad that we went back out and got that information. We knew it was going to be pricey, but given the concern that we've had in the community regarding the material from the Byford junkyard property and the increased sensitivity to contaminated soil, specifically lead contaminated soil, we want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence. So initially in this project, the engineering firm that we're working with on the harbor got with the resource agencies, both DEC and EPA, and both of them said if there was an upland disposal site for the dredge material not on wetlands, that no testing would be required. Again, we're taking material out of an area that is close to the grid dock where there has been lead-based paint, you know, taken off of vessels over time, and many of you may or may not know the previous activity was to just take your battery out of your boat and apparently throw it in the harbor. And although there's been battery removal, there is the potential for there to be lead from those batteries in the soil as well. So we looked at a couple of different options. One was having divers go in and do the testing, but it is not possible for them to get down to the 4-foot depth, you know, with a shovel. I'm imagining them with a little sand scoop. That's not going to work out. So the only way to do this is to actually bring in a drill rig on a barge from Juneau and or Ketchikan, I don't know where, from Juneau. And the cost to do that and to do all of the testing and the testing plan is roughly $100,000 and a 6 to 8 month delay on the project, which means construction would not start until next year, or until 2019, actually. So that's not really a viable option in our opinion. When you look at taking the material out and putting it in an upland location and then doing the testing afterwards should we decide to do that, because again, the resource agency said we don't have to, but we think due diligence is important here, especially if there's a potential for lead contamination. There really is right now only one alternative that we've been able to come up with. We thought we had a couple, but one had to be taken off the table today. And the problem is if we get the material out and we test it after the fact and we find that it has lead contamination, we are absolutely obligated to do something with it. And as you know, on-island disposal is not a good option. And so shipping that amount of material off-island, if that's what has to be done, is an expense that is a deal breaker for this project and is just a deal breaker entirely. We can't afford to do it. So what we are doing right now before we come back to you with a recommendation is going in with an excavator, and we're working with a lab testing company in Ketchikan. In Juneau as well. And we're going to do metals testing, and then we will follow that up with hydrocarbon testing. But we have to get methanol shipped in to be able to put some additives in to do the hydrocarbon testing. But we're going to, I think, get an excavator in, Greg, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay, in the next couple of days to get the samples for the metals testing, and that will at least give us an idea if we have serious concern or not, and then we'll come back to you with a recommendation.
I just wanted to ask, heavy metals, all the heavy metals, is that what they're testing for?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd just like to thank you for being thorough on this and not just throwing up a blind eye. I really appreciate that, because although it's a pain in our butt to deal with it right now, we're not kicking the can down the road and having some disaster down the road. I think it's just so much easier for us to deal with it now. So thank you for doing that. And I know it's a pain, but I think we need to stay that course.
The original plan concept that was provided was that the dredge material would just come out because the resource agencies said it didn't need to be tested, and we just put it temporarily in the parking lot at Shoemaker Bay. But the size of that pile is, what, 100 and...
100 by 250 by 10 feet high.
Which is... What do we do?
10 feet.
So what do we do with all of that material, especially if we were to find out it's contaminated? Then we would have this massive pile in the parking lot there that is... There's no ability to control the site, and we've taken up the entire parking lot.
We stored it at Byford's Junkyard. Just a thought, throwing it out there.
There's a monitor.
So,
are you
anyway,
contaminated the parking lot?
We're doing our best to come up with the most reasonable, cost-effective alternative that does not significantly delay the project, and we'll get back to you on that. So that's, I think, all the... update I have right now, other than the things that are... Oh, I did want to let you know, we did remove the generator project, the sewer pump generator project from purchase from the agenda. It is actually going out to bid. And in order to make sure that we are getting the most... in order to make sure that we are getting the best value, we were given a smoking deal, excuse my language, on the trailer. And so we have taken that out of the bid. We're going to be bidding the sewer pump generator, but we're going to go ahead and buy the trailer. It's well within my spending authority. And the cost of the used trailer that we have the ability to get is several thousand dollars less than what a new trailer would be. And so we're going ahead and moving on that. And we had one other item that was scheduled on the agenda, and originally scheduled on the agenda, and that was getting your authorization on the disposition of the existing float system in Shoemaker Bay Harbor, so that those items could be sold at auction. But given the fact that we, about 5 minutes before the packet was due, got the information from the engineer that the dredge material testing was going to be 6 to 8 months delay, we pulled that from the agenda, not knowing what the time frame would be. So depending upon what we find out about the dredge material, that will be coming back to you at a meeting in the near future.
At the last assembly meeting, I asked for a plan for our summer water situation, and I would like that to be a permanent agenda item under new business. And specifically, I'd like to know what we're going to do for a high water demand and a low water availability volume.
So I do apologize. I do have a couple of other things to report to. Amber did provide a water system update. It does not deal with the summer stuff yet that you requested, Assemblymember Gilbert, but it does give an update on CRW's solution evaluation for the water treatment system was delayed a little bit. One of the providers that we have been dealing with has not responded to them, and so they had to go with another provider to get information on filter. I think it's filter replacements. So that has taken a little bit longer, and we added to the scope of their work to deal with the meter issue that was requested as well. So that has increased the time frame. Shannon and Wilson, on their desktop groundwater evaluation as a groundwater source, needed to do some additional evaluation on the well out at Shoemaker, and so they are finishing that up, and we'll have that information very shortly as to their information on whether there's a potential for a groundwater source. The final thing is the Shannon and Wilson dam tap phase one evaluation. They're looking at a variety of different dam taps, and we'll be providing that information for us shortly as well. So those things are still in progress, but we will add that you would like that as a new business item?
Yes.
Okay.
Permanently, actually.
Do you want it as a report, or do you want it as a new business item?
I want it as a new business item. Where
just a
for
discussion
only, or if we have to get materials ordered, or we have to authorize part-time help, we need to know immediately.
Okay.
And start to plan for it.
So we can expedite.
Yeah, so we can be ready for the high water demand, which I hope we have. And then I also asked for our crisis management plan. I tried to go
looking at that stuff.
Okay.
Yep.
I tried
not
to go on our website, and I couldn't find it. So
yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I just want to make sure I've got four heads nodding yes on the water. I assume for sure.
Yes.
I wanted an update, please, on the situation with the hacking of the email accounts. I found that really concerning, and I'd like to know what we're doing moving forward.
I have not specific to that, but I have asked all of the department heads to provide me with a list of their IT needs, and as soon as I have that from them, which should be hopefully by the end of the year, they're going to be getting a reminder at our staff department at staff meeting tomorrow. I'll be developing an RFP for IT services because we have a huge list of significant problems. I don't know how my email was hacked. Changing the password seems to have handled things just fine. And Lee Burgess, our finance director, turned something into the FBI because essentially they were trying to extort money from the borough. So
I appreciate that. What concerns me is the level of knowledge and the intimacy they had with our banking account, that they actually knew things about our banking account that we didn't know in the original naming of the actual account. Number two, I get how they knew projects, and I get how they knew the thing. I do not get how they knew that original account was called the general fund or general checking account when that was done so long ago. So that to me is concerning, and I'd like to have a report brought back to the assembly so we can understand exactly what took place. That, in my opinion, poses a great threat to our finances as a city. Thank you.
Okay. I do have a couple more things to add. Carol provided a report as well. And just to let you know that the community development block grant application was submitted on time and is in. And Carol also attended the Alaska Planning Association meetings in Anchorage, and one of the things that was talked about actually was the status of our dam. I think, as Carol said, she's not here anymore, we were the poster child for dam safety, and that actually is something that I would like to be a little bit more of a priority here. We haven't really discussed the dam situation for our water.
Poster child in a good way or a bad
way? In a bad way.
Okay.
In a very bad way. I'm sorry.
I was going to say
there's
something.
I was afraid of that.
Poster child of what not to have, the situation to not have. And at the federal level, money has been set aside for federal grants to be able to help fund non-federal dams that are on a state's list for of significant issue, and Seward and Wrangell rate that is the top two worst situations in the state. And that's something that we need to deal with in fairly short order. The problem is that in order to be eligible for this grant money, you have to have a hazard mitigation plan that is up to date, and ours is not up to date, and the dams weren't dealt with in the original hazard mitigation plan here. All that was dealt with, I think, was natural hazards. So that's something that we need to get on if we're going to try to take advantage of that federal funding. The other very interesting thing, as Amber and Carol and I were reviewing this issue, is the state hazard mitigation plan has mitigation actions, and it says that work on the Wrangell dams was completed in 2016. And so that's absolutely not something that's happened. And so I know both Carol and Amber were going to try to check with their sources at the state to figure out why it's being misreported in the state hazard mitigation plan.
Do we have a 16?
Do we have a downstream risk?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And that risk, actually, I was provided with that information. I read just briefly about in a follow-up letter from Carol to Senator Murkowski following her visit here earlier this year, and then I was reacquainted with that information earlier. Somehow I glossed past the dam issue in that letter. I don't know why, but Carol provided me with a 2006 Corps of Engineers report on the dam, and yes, there are downstream implications.
Could I ask then that we look for easy mitigation and advanced warning for downstream residents?
Yes.
And that we don't have to wait for a grant. We need to go out and say that if this happens, this happens, just like our water system. If we have X amount flowing over, or if we see undermining at this type of situation, we have twice a day evaluations visually. We need to protect our citizens. It's our number one priority. And
agreed wholeheartedly.
And then if we could get that brought back to us so we can see what it is, and then public education and same sort of thing as we did with the water. I thought that was excellent. So
the other thing Carol wanted me to remind the assembly and the public about is that the Planning and Zoning Commission is currently short two seats, and during the holiday season in the summer it makes it very difficult to get a quorum. And she said the commission, based on the goals that were passed by the assembly, will be focusing on new borough entitlement areas and beginning a review of the comprehensive plan updates in 2018. And so anything you can do to encourage your fellow citizens to get involved in the Planning and Zoning Commission, that would be great. I'll put a shameless plug out on the radio while people are listening. Join the Planning and Zoning Commission. It's fun. You get to learn about land and all sorts of exciting things you never knew took place in your community. So come on. The assessors were in town in November at the time that we were at AML doing their annual review of property assessments. And they're working to fine-tune and fact-check a new assessment conversion to a digital system that they're working on. And she's also working with the assessors on updating mapping systems internally. And she has been working very diligently getting ready for the 2020 census that's coming up. There's already work beginning on preparing for that. And both Carol and I attended the U.S. Forest Service Outfitter Guides end of season meeting about 3 weeks ago, and it was very interesting for us to get a feel for what the outfitters deal with as issues as part of their permits to get into Annan and the things that they have to do. So it was a good reminder for Carol, and certainly a good introduction to that part of the community and the economy for me. And I think that's all I've got.
Our scrap metal collection project, how's that coming along?
I'd like to ask Amber to give an update if she doesn't mind.
Good evening. Amber Allen, Public Works Director. So we've actually had a little bit of change just recently to talk to construction about their schedule to come in and collect the additional metal that we having, we're accepting for free right now. They were originally supposed to come in December, but they've had another project delay. The owner of the company called last week and said, we're probably going to be there in January. I said, do I still have a commitment from you to collect the metal? Because I would like to extend the free metal disposal through the end of January or December and into January if possible, if that's still the case. He said, yes, we're still coming back and we're still committed to taking Rangel's municipal metal scrap. So with that knowledge, I need to get an announcement out to the public and make sure that they know that they can still bring metal for free up to the facility. We're not seeing a lot of material brought up.
Thank you.
And I've been surprised because over the last few years, we actually halted the free metal dump day that we used to have annually, and we had lots of calls, people asking, I haven't heard the notice for this event, when is it going to happen? And we just didn't have capacity to accept that. That's why we eliminated that for the last few years. So I don't know what to do to encourage people to bring their scrap metal. I know KSDK has been doing a great job announcing that and making some side comments trying to encourage people to clean up their sites and bring that, dispose of their junk waste. You all have some ideas?
What we have not done yet is send personal invitations.
I think we have to do that.
Yeah.
The people do not know we're talking about them. So we have to go around and identify who is going to get hammered on this. And that agitates me a little bit. And the reason why is we would have missed this. Thank goodness they're not coming. But you have to go. And in that letter, I want to outline what the process is going to look like. Because, again, I know that there's people that I've spoken to that have cars in their front yard that don't think we're talking about them. They view that as a yard ornament. So we need to do that. Otherwise, it's going to be really ugly come time when we start assigning to their property.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Has the police been able to write up any citations? That was one of the directions meeting.
I did meet with both Greg and the police chief quite some time ago, actually right after that meeting, and they are working on a plan to get that stuff taken care of and work to make sure it doesn't happen. We don't get junk vehicles building up in the future. I need to check with the police chief on where we are with the status of the existing vehicles. And he's out of town right now, but I'll make sure I get in touch with him.
And we're going to apply that to them. Looking at Meisner right now. We're going to apply that to the harbor, too, that we let people know who have leases out at the harbor, say at Shoemaker Bay, that if they have junk, scrap metal things, even if they think it's still pretty cool, it's got to be removed or dealt with. Is that part of it?
Yeah, those leases don't go through us. The leases that Shoemaker go through.
Okay. So that would be the same thing. We have stuff growing, bushes growing around machinery out at Shoemaker Bay. We have to send that person a notice as well, saying we're talking about you.
I did review those leases actually not too long ago when we were talking about all of the Shoemaker Bay Harbor improvements, and there is the language is not very strong in those leases about what is allowed and what is not, and so I'll bring you a report on that as well.
Anything further on that for Amber?
I'll just reiterate that we'll be extending the free metal disposal through December. And we encourage everyone to clean up their yards. If they've got some little junk sitting around, please bring it. It's free. Vehicles, we do require that the tires, the battery, and all the fluids are removed in order to accept it for free. Otherwise, we will charge our normal fee of $80 for the vehicle. We do ask that if you have the title that you bring that as well. If you don't have the title, you can easily obtain a recertification title from the DMV.
If somebody doesn't have a title, do we turn it away?
We could, and we have. But I think I should talk to Doug and see what the protocol is for that. He did mention, I believe, in our last meeting that he could easily obtain